From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson in for David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The only thing better than a captive audience is a friendly one, so it makes sense that ahead of the new Star Trek movie, there will be a message from America's real-world space explorers. We'll learn more from Lindsay Turrentine, editor at CNET. Lindsay, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So, everybody who goes to the new Star Trek movie, Star Trek Into Darkness, is going to have something happen before the movie starts. What are they going to see?
They are going to see a trailer for NASA. Basically, a short ad talking about NASA's big plans for the future.
And this trailer is, it was crowdfunded, right? It was crowdfunded through a crowdfunding site?
That's right. It was crowdfunded through a site called Indiegogo. This is the same site that gathered $2 million for a new Veronica Mars movie. And the reason that it was done this way is because NASA, by law, cannot buy advertising. So an industry group, a lobbying group, got together and earned the money to play this short commercial.
And this isn't the only thing that NASA's doing to try to connect with young people, right?
Well, this is interesting. We're seeing NASA start to use more consumer technologies. So not only are they connecting with young people, but they're also starting to really rely on private industry in a public way. Been a couple of interesting stories in the last couple of days. One is about these small robots being used on the space station that were inspired by the hovering orbs in Star Wars. And these robots, which help run some of the operations on the space station, are operated by Google Nexus phones.
Wow. So you're talking about the hovering orbs where, like, Luke is practicing his lightsaber skills, that
exactly,
one?
Exactly, on Tatooine.
Oh, man.
These are a little bit bigger. These are about the size of a soccer ball. And they actually have a Nexus phone attached to the side of the ball. And that phone helps position these spheres that float around the space station.
So what do you think? Is this, I guess, NASA public relations 2.0 that we're seeing?
I think this is NASA public relations 2.0 / general efficiency and thriftiness. I mean, there is so much technology in a very small device that's already oriented towards things like navigation. Why not buy it off the shelf for $250 and use that to operate a small robot?
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief for reviews on CNET.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.